I had occasion not long ago to visit a friend of mine in the Garment Center in New York. And while waiting in the outer office, I couldn't help noticing a very nervous young lady, evidently an employee, opening one of the office doors, rushing in, and quickly closing it behind her. I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but the transom was open, and I couldn't help overhearing her conversation. If you'll promise not to tell anyone, I will try and relate what I heard. You'll excuse me, Mr. Fink. I know that you're a busy man, but I'd like a word with you in private, if I can. No, I think you better see me now, if you don't mind a suggestion. It won't take very long. All I want is you should answer me a question. When am I getting the mink, Mr. Fink? It's about time, Mr. Fink. Don't you think? You made a deal with me, and I kept it faithfully. I let you have on credit what is always COD. You promised to give me the mink in July. It's 3 months overdue. So am I. And you know that such a thing could be most embarrassing. When am I getting the mink, Mr. Fink? Remember the day I came here from the Business Institute. For a stenographer's job, I had to audition in a bathing suit. Next morning when you called me in and you got a good look at my sweater, you pointed to the couch and said, "Lay down and take a letter." Then you asked me if I would like a mink coat, and you told me between drinks. All I had to do to get it is what minks do to get minks. Well, with minks, I'm not familiar, and I don't know anything about their habits. But if they do what I did for you, they ain't minks, they must be rabbits. What? You want I should be patient? How much patience do you expect? Look how patiently I waited for your hormone shots to take effect. I want a mink. You can't afford it. Business is slow, you say. But when you are giving me the business, you are busy night and day. No, I won't take a beaver. And listen here, you old gorilla. What I'd done for you, you should buy me a chinchilla. A silver fox you're offering me. Please don't be such a heel. Look at all the room rent I saved you in the back seat of your automobile. No, I will not settle for a stole. Don't forget, you cheapskate lover. I gave you the whole of me, and the whole of me you got to cover. Now I want my mink, Mr. Fink, right now.